Ride-sharing apps like Uber and Lyft are changing the way UT students like Vanessa Peterson get around.
It makes a lot of people's lives easier, and it's cheaper than taxis.
The city of Austin created the Mobility Committee to make sure TNCs are providing safe services. Ann Kitchen chairs that committee.
As a city council, it's our responsibility to think about public safety.
Uber wants city council to think about the 31,000 online signatures collected in opposition to the committee's plan. Uber drivers like Sarah, who prefers to remain anonymous, worry about stricter regulations affecting their job.
We have the privilege of being able to have flexible hours and caller on shots. And the trade-off for that is that you don't get benefits and you don't get a lot of the support that you would if you had a W-2.
Sarah says she doesn't see a downside to the way Uber is working now.
So I see people really happy to have it. I think more than anything, what Austin should listen to, Austin leaders, is what Austin citizens want.
Kitchen says citizens should be happy and safe. Therefore, TNCs need to have the same requirements as other vehicles for hire.
TNCs are an important service. But from my perspective, you know, we're a smart city. We can figure out how to do this. We don't have to choose between public safety and having a service like that available.
According to their website, Uber has completed more than 2.5 million trips, providing more than 10,000 drivers with a job and over 500,000 users with a safe ride.
And I cannot emphasize enough that nobody is trying to get rid of Uber.
Kitchen says regulations that remain undecided will go before the full city council on December 17th. For Dispatch 40, I'm Danielle Smith.